USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met, and he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Two people died in a plane crash in Indiana near the Indianapolis Regional Airport, according to law enforcement officials. Indiana State Police said the plane crashed northeast of the airport shortly after it took off at around 12:30 local time. Authorities are investigating what caused the twin-engine propeller-driven plane to crash near the airport. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains the weather forecast is getting bleak for those in Oklahoma.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News.
The last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup. Cold versus warm for what you're seeing out there, so it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The mystery of whether Virginia Governor Ralph Northam was actually in a racist med school yearbook photo will remain unsolved for now. An investigation that was ordered by the Eastern Virginia Medical School failed to determine whether the governor actually is one of the people in the photo, which was in the school's 1984 yearbook. It showed a man in blackface alongside someone in a Ku Klux Klan hooded robe. Ben Hatch was one of those investigating.
No individual that we interviewed has told us from personal knowledge that the governor is in that photograph.
When the photo appeared in February, Northam first said he was in it and apologized for it. The next day, he recanted the statement. A series of severe storms has killed at least 4 people in Oklahoma, Iowa, and Missouri. More than 140 tornadoes have been reported since Friday. In Oklahoma, there's a threat of flash flooding. Homes along the banks of the Cimarron River just north of Oklahoma City are on the brink. Some of the homes have already collapsed or were swept away.
It's coming in fast. It usually just floats, but now it's just eroding everything.
People living in several small towns in Oklahoma and Kansas have been urged to leave their homes as rivers and streams are continuing to rise. The airport in Jefferson City, Missouri, was completely evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.